Hey there, I'm Tiffany. I'm a registered nurse with 8 years experience, and the Nursing Student Diaries podcast is all about helping nursing students make it through the crazy challenge called nursing school. My hope is you leave this show each week feeling empowered and encouraged to take on whatever nursing school throws at you. Nursing school can be tough, but you, my friend, are tougher. Let's do this. Hey everybody, I am so excited that you tuned in to this episode of the Nursing Student Diaries podcast. I'm always so grateful that you're here listening to me because without you, I really wouldn't be doing this. So I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode. It's about self-talk and those conversations that we have with ourselves in our mind. So we all have that inner monologue that can be our cheerleader or our worst critic. And let's be honest, nursing school can be stressful. We are learning a lot of new things. There's so much information coming at us. And sometimes our minds can be a little more critic than it can be cheerleader, right? I know that I tend to have that negative self-talk. My first thought when I'm trying something new and I don't immediately excel at it. And I just kind of want to go over, you know, how we change that, how we rewire our brains to not think so negatively and just kind of focus more on the positive. So when we're in a stressful and busy time, like nursing school, or maybe you started a new job, or maybe you went back to school after getting your initial nursing degree, and this is a whole new environment for you, right? We need to watch out and make sure our inner critic isn't always in the lead. Yes, being critical is important when we're about to make a mistake or cause a safety issue. And as we know in nursing, mistakes can cause damage. So I'm not saying that negative self-talk or just helping stop you from doing that, that's not a bad thing. I'm talking about that critic that lives inside our head that's always saying, you're dumb. You can't do this. Why would you do that? Why would you say that? You're never going to learn this. I can't believe that you're doing that. Those type of things. Not, hey, maybe this isn't the right thing. That's a different voice, right? That's our critical thinking voice, and that's what helps us make smart decisions as nurses, okay? So if your inner voice is negative all the time, it's not doing us any good, right? Would you say those thoughts that you're thinking out loud or to someone you love and care about, like your parents, your significant other, your best friend, would you tell them, hey, you're stupid? No, that's so rude. You would never say that to somebody, right? You would never say, oh, you're never going to get this to like your husband or your best friend, right? If they're trying something new. No, you're encouraging. If they make mistakes, you're the one that's going to back them up and say, hey, try again next time. So why in our minds is that not true, right? We're always telling ourselves, oh, you made a mistake. You're always going to make mistakes. You suck. You would not say that to your best friend if they're trying something new. You would tell them to try again and to keep going. So we need to tell ourselves the same thing, right? So one way to combat this is to start monitoring our thoughts. Pay attention to what we're telling ourselves in our head when things get hard. When you notice that you're starting to drift off into those negative thoughts, tell yourself something like, stop, cancel, nope. You know, whatever mind trick you need to use, if you start spiraling off into, oh my gosh, I'm so stupid, start monitoring yourself when you say that in your head. If you start thinking that, immediately start thinking, nope, cancel, we're done. Try to stop that thought before you start spiraling. And when you notice that you're starting to drift into those thoughts, like I said, telling yourself some of that helps you to stop before you start going in that downward spiral. Because I don't know about you guys, but with me, if I start thinking something negative, it just continues to think of everything negative. Like all of a sudden I'm convinced that even my dog hates me, right? you know, and I don't want you guys to feel that, especially when you are in a stressful situation in nursing school. Sorry, that was my dog moving around. So reframe those statements that you're stupid or you hate this or this is dumb. So try to reframe it, right? Instead of saying, I hate school, change it to, I don't prefer waking up early to go to class, right? Or I can't do this becomes, this is challenging. So trying to reframe those thoughts into, you know, from those absolute things like, I hate this, this sucks, this is hard, I can't do it, becomes, you know, you reframe that into a different light. Like maybe not such a positive light, like, yes, things are going to be hard, they're going to be challenging. Maybe saying instead of, oh, I can't do this, it's so tough, tell yourself, this is challenging, but I'm going to figure a way out, figure a way to get through this, right? That's such a better thought than just saying, oh, I'm dumb, I give up, I quit, right? And we're not meant to be happy all the time. That's not what I'm saying at all. That's just my disclaimer here. Things are going to happen that are sad, that are awful, that are horrible, and that's, unfortunately, that's life. This is more of a way to train your brain into being your cheerleader as opposed to your own worst critic. And another thing I like to ask myself when I start spiraling into these thoughts, are these thoughts actually true or am I just having a moment? Am I responding to a situation where I thought would go one way but it's going another and I'm telling myself that it's my own fault and that I'm dumb and that I can't handle things? Or did something just not go the way I thought? And that's okay. And now I just have to, you know, reconvene and figure out, regroup, and go in a different direction. So trying to find a way to stop those thoughts before they start spiraling, I think really impacts our inner self-talk. Another piece of advice that I have been told before and that I've heard on podcasts, reading personal development books, is that your brain is like a computer. So if you tell yourself, tell your brain that you are stupid, saying I'm stupid, your brain is going to come up with a million reasons why that's true. It's going to dig deep and say, yep, you're stupid because of this, you're stupid because of that. And that's how you start spiraling, right? So instead of telling yourself you're stupid, you may say that at first, and then you're going to tell yourself, stop, you're not going to go down that way. And you're going to tell yourself something different. I'm not stupid. I just don't understand this right now. And there are things in the past I have not understood before, but I have figured them out. And if you tell yourself that, your brain's going to look for all the ways saying, oh yeah, you did figure that out. Remember when you couldn't play euchre? And I don't know if you guys know euchre. It's like a Midwest card game. I didn't know how to play euchre, but my Uncle Scott taught me. You know, I learned it. I eventually got it. I didn't understand how to do a full body assessment as a nursing student, but over the past few weeks, I figured it out and now I can do it. So those thoughts are so much more helpful than the thought of, oh, I'm just not going to get this. I'm stupid. So I really do think that that's true. I really think that we tend to try to find reasons to back up those initial thoughts, right? And if our initial thought is negative like that, if you train yourself to catch yourself thinking those things and you stop and you think a positive thought or a more helpful thought, your brain's going to find all those ways to make that true. And you're going to feel better about yourself and you're going to get through those tough times, those difficult tasks or things that we're learning as nursing students, and you're going to come out on the other side feeling much better. So that's just my quick little episode about self-talk and about how we need to learn how to stop. I'm sorry, my dog is making so much noise right now. I'm actually glaring at her. We need to stop those negative thoughts and just kind of retrain our brains. And it may take some time. You're not going to be perfect at it, right? Especially if you are so used to talking to yourself negatively inside your head. So I just really want you to think about, would you say those things to your best friend? Would you say those things to your dog, even though she's being loud right now? She just wants to be involved, right? Would you say those things to your significant other, your husband? Absolutely not. So why are you saying that to yourself, right? We just have to learn how to retrain our brain and into a way that's going to help us get through these tough times, help us get through nursing school, get through those exams, get through those papers, those clinical rotations, whatever it may be. And I really think that if we are able to retrain our brains, it's just going to help us so much more in the long run. So as always, let me know what you think of this episode and I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please post it on Instagram stories and tag me. My Instagram handle is @TiffanyGasai. Also, feel free to DM me on any topics you want covered in the future. Talk to you soon.